Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 FinTech Meetup here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Look who we have in the studio lounge, Annabelle Perez from Novo Payments. How are you, Annabelle?
Pretty good. Great to be with you, Michael.
Nice to be with you as well. How's the conference going for you?
We're kind of midway through, it seems like. I mean, I love the conference. I love the formatting. Great audiences, great profile of people coming in, interesting content, and more importantly, a huge opportunity to expose what we do and learn about others that are really, really helping to transform.
Yeah, what are you guys, what are some of your objectives here at FinTech Meetup? What do you guys want to achieve here?
Well, basically we came because it's Novo Payment has become a reference for the banking as a service industry. Mm-hmm. We are helping different type of financial institutions, mid-size, large banks and credit unions. Mm-hmm. So we help them to transform themselves to be able to bring and deliver great customer experience.
Fantastic, fantastic. And any takeaways, any highlights so far from your experience here at the conference?
Well, I mean, it's undeniable that everyone is here to meet each other and to learn. And we are living in a great momentum where everyone is, you know, rethinking how they can expand their digital transformation agenda in an environment that is really evolving. So that's what excited us the most. And it's great to share energy.
I know, there's a lot of energy, especially in that big room upstairs where literally 1,000 people are meeting.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh my gosh,
I just came from there.
It's crazy. Me too. I was running down here as fast as I could to make our meeting. So, all right, the topic at hand here, Annabelle, is what's slowing digitization efforts at smaller banks and credit unions today, despite the surge in demand for digital services? So what's the holdup here?
Well, and the majority of credit unions and mid-sized and super regional banks realize that they need to catch up with their customer expectations.
Yeah, no doubt.
They realize that today's everyone wants to interact more digitally, being able to receive and originate payment remotely without compromising security.
Right.
And that's the balance that we're all going to do right now, right? And the bank knows that they need to deliver on those expectations without compromising security, reliability, scalability, and they don't have the infrastructure to support those expectations.
Okay.
And that's what motivated us to commission Forrester to conduct a survey to over 200 decision makers in the sector. Mm-hmm. They were able to interview and meet with decision makers in the area of operations, technology, customer experience. And the findings are very revealing. Simple and revealing, and that's good.
Okay, what's the big finding?
They know that they are under pressure.
Yeah.
And they realize that they can move faster than big banks, but they also realize that they don't have the internal capabilities, that they are they don't have all the skill sets needed to move fast and to adapt. And they want a partner.
Yeah.
So are revealing, but it's also happy. The findings for us, because it's so happy, it's so because we can help them.
Yeah.
And honestly, they're looking for partners that not only can help them to craft their strategy, but also to help them to execute on that strategy and to continue to support an evolving strategy to being able to stay relevant.
Right. So how do we get to that place? How do we get from point A to point B as far as digitization goes?
The most important thing is to really understand what the assets they have. I mean, do an initial assessment. What are limiting them to really catch up? Then look for partners, whether it is Novo Payment or others. I think there will be two types of financial institutions. Those that are currently partnered with a neighbor like us, or those that will. There's no other way.
I agree.
Because we can help community banks and credit unions to know from the beginning how long it's going to take and total cost of ownership. Mm-hmm. That brings them predictability, mm-hmm. so they can really manage their budget, and they can really, really secure that they can reduce their operational costs and improve their margins and ratios.
Yep.
And stay focused on what matters the most.
Yep.
That is their respective go-to-market strategy, the ability to maintain their financial metrics, mm-hmm. So they can always be under compliance, and really, really look for third parties partners mm-hmm. that could help them to feed their strategy. Yeah. As everything continues to evolve.
Yeah, that's a definite must today, because credit unions are being pulled in so many different directions. They gotta partner up with experts out there to get them to where they want to go. Right?
And
so
what they want is really, really are simple use cases. And when I say simple, I'm not oversimplifying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying simple because it's a basic of any bank. They wanted to really reduce the time of onboarding. They wanted to do it in a way that it's easy mm-hmm. And in compliance. Mm-hmm. So it's all about digital onboarding of customers. It's all about instant issuance of a deposit account. Yeah. It's a virtual issuance of a payment credential.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ability to ensure that their customers can perform transaction mm-hmm. remotely mm-hmm. or in a secure way.
Oh yeah.
That they can share their payment credential without hesitation because are protected through tokenization.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, one of the revealing aspects of the survey mm-hmm. is that many are considering to build a parallel greenfield bank.
Really?
Yes, because it's unsustainable for many of them to stay supporting and investing
yeah.
many of their OPEX operating expenses in maintaining legacy infrastructure
mm-hmm.
that are preventing them to really scale and
yeah,
evolve.
I hear you there.
So it's very enthusiastic, and they're open to do that. And the good news is today, with emerging technologies and with partners like us,
mm-hmm.
they can execute that strategy in a very, very cost efficient way.
Good.
In the past, they needed to invest dozens of millions. Today, you can achieve that with a few millions.
It's coming down. That's good news for a lot of credit unions out there, for sure. And before I let you go, can you give us a quick plug on Novo Payments and how you guys help banks and credit unions out there?
Yes. I mean, we are a pure infrastructure player helping banks and credit unions to consume an innovative APIs mm-hmm. in the banking and payment mm-hmm. space, so they can build amazing customer experience.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it is a consumer bank or more retail-oriented bank,
okay.
or more merchant or commercial bank.
Yeah. Because a lot of financial institutions are under a lot of pressure right now to match what's going on in the retail environment.
Correct.
Because they gotta, you know, Amazon has set the bar, Apple has set the bar, all these. Uber has set the bar as far as user ease and convenience, all the buzzwords out there. So financial institutions, banks and credit unions alike have to measure up to that as well. So it's a tough task. And to be secure at the same time.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh boy.
Secure and scalable. And the beauty of adopting emerging technologies is that they can only can retain their customer by being able to acquire customers at a lower cost.
Exactly.
And that's the challenge of many credit unions that still depend on branches.
Mm-hmm.
And you can expand your accessibility and make yourself available
yeah.
through new means of interacting with your end customers.
Yeah.
And that's what everyone wants.
Mm-hmm.
And helping your customers to interact with their respective stakeholders.
Yeah.
Creating a new model of collaboration between your customer
yeah,
base.
Indeed. It's a tall task, but I think a lot of folks are up to it, and with the help of you guys as well, can get there for sure.
Thank you so much, Michael, for the opportunity.
You're welcome, Annabelle. Anything else to add?
Yes, of course. We're here to support banks and credit unions. You can reach out to us through LinkedIn or our website, and more than happy to share the findings
okay.
with anyone interested of this amazing report that we commissioned to Forrester.
Yeah.
It's available for you can discuss internally.
Okay,
yeah.
Is the report
on the
Novo Payments website?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to that.
Thank you so much.
We just scratched the surface there for sure.
Thank you.
All right, Annabelle, thank
Bye.
You very much. Annabelle Perez, everybody.
Thank you.
From Novo Payments, well done.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.